Zichron Babas Nav Tzadi Ches.
This shir is L'zecha Nishmas, Rabbi Goldhar's father, Moshe ben Beryl, Zichron Levracha.
The first sugi on the daf, sold wine which soured while remaining in the Moshe's barrels. Next, Mishnah says if a person sold wine and it became chaimetz, the seller is not responsible. But if it's known that his wine becomes chaimetz, then he has to pay. And Beis Rav Chanina says that the seller is only potter where the wine was poured into the buyer's barrels, because his containers may have caused the chaimetz. But if the wine remained in the seller's barrels, the buyer can return it and say, this is your wine and these are your barrels. He holds the seller is responsible even if the wine became chaimetz long after the purchase, because it must have originally been inferior. Although the seller can usually say that the buyer should have used it up before it became chaimetz, Rabbi Yosef explains the Mishnah that it's talking about that he said lamikpah. This is not like Rabbi Yosef, who holds that the souring of wine is caused by the mazel of the owner, and the buyer is blamed even if it's in the seller's barrels. Second sugi on the daf, the minimum standard dimensions for a house or a barn. The Mishnah says a person sells a place to his friend or accepts a place from his friend to build for him a beis chasnas lebnoi or a beis almanas lebitai. He builds a house 4 amas by 6 according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says this is a refes bakar. The Mishnah continues, if a person wants to build a refes bakar, he builds 4 by 6 amas. There are 2 shittas in the Gemara if this was said by Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel. If it's Rabbi Akiva, he meant to say even though this house is the size of a refes bakar, sometimes a person makes his bias the size of a refes bakar. If it's Rabbi Shmuel, he's completing his kasha that this size is only for refes bakar. The third sugya on the daf, Ben Sira's lists of practices that are worse than subin. The Gemara explains why the Mishnah gives an example of a beis chasnas lebnoi and a beis almanas lebitai, instead of the opposite. The Gemara answers that it's not proper for a son-in-law to live in his father-in-law's house because of a chashash with his mother-in-law. Therefore, a father usually builds the wedding house for his son. Similarly, it's written in the Sefer Ben Sira, I have weighed everything in a scale, and I didn't find anything lighter than Subin. And lighter than that is a son-in-law who lives by his father-in-law. And lighter than that is a guest who brings another guest in with him. And lighter than that is someone who answers a question before he hears it. And so once again, the first sugi on the daf, sold wine which soured while remaining in the Meicher's barrels. Next, Mishnah says if a person sold wine and it became chaimetz, the seller is not responsible. But if it's known that his wine becomes chaimetz, then he has to pay. And Beis Rav Chanina says that the seller is only potter where the wine was poured into the buyer's barrels, because his containers may have caused the chaimetz. But if the wine remained in the seller's barrels, the buyer can return it and say, this is your wine and these are your barrels. He holds the seller is responsible even if the wine became chaimetz long after the purchase, because it must have originally been inferior. Although the seller can usually say that the buyer should have used it up before it became chaimetz, Rabbi Yosef explains the Mishnah that it's talking about that he said lamikpah. This is not like Rabbi Yosef, who holds that the souring of wine is caused by the mazel of the owner, and the buyer is blamed even if it's in the seller's barrels. Second sugi on the daf, the minimum standard dimensions for a house or a barn. The Mishnah says a person sells a place to his friend or accepts a place from his friend to build for him a beis chasnas lebnoi or a beis almanas lebitai. He builds a house 4 amas by 6 according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says this is a refes bakar. The Mishnah continues, if a person wants to build a refes bakar, he builds 4 by 6 amas. There are 2 shittas in the Gemara if this was said by Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel. If it's Rabbi Akiva, he meant to say even though this house is the size of a refes bakar, sometimes a person makes his bias the size of a refes bakar. If it's Rabbi Shmuel, he's completing his kasha that this size is only for refes bakar. The third sugya on the daf, Ben Sira's lists of practices that are worse than subin. The Gemara explains why the Mishnah gives an example of a beis chasnas lebnoi and a beis almanas lebitai, instead of the opposite. The Gemara answers that it's not proper for a son-in-law to live in his father-in-law's house because of a chashash with his mother-in-law. Therefore, a father usually builds the wedding house for his son. Similarly, it's written in the Sefer Ben Sira, I have weighed everything in a scale, and I didn't find anything lighter than Subin. And lighter than that is a son-in-law who lives by his father-in-law. And lighter than that is a guest who brings another guest in with him. And lighter than that is someone who answers a question before he hears it. So to summarize, the first sugi on the daf, sold wine which became chaimetz while remaining in the Meicher's barrels. Second sugya, the minimum standard dimensions for a house or a barn. Third sugya, Mansira's list of practices that are worse than Subin. This sim from Abbas Nav Tzadi Ches is a clown, tzchaik. The clown act featured one clown rolling the barrel of a Meicher full of chaimetz back to the seller to get a refund, was shocked when he saw outside the seller's tiny house that looked like a barn that one guest of his was inviting another guest to come and stay. Clown reminds of Dav Tzadi Ches, Tzchaik. The Meicher's barrel that was full of chaimetz reminds of the first sugi on the daf, sold wine which became chaimetz while remaining in the Meicher's barrel. The seller's tiny house that looked like a barn reminds of the second sugi on the daf, the minimum standard dimensions for a house or a barn. And the guest that was inviting another guest reminds of the third sugi on the daf, Ben Sira's lists of practices that are worse than Subin. And now for the four blat chazara, babazdav tzadi dalet. The first sugya on the daf, the amount of kitnias or dirt one accepts in a purchase of grain. Second sugya, imbala nafes menafes kula. Third sugya, machlaik is about giving a knas in a case of manashlishi. The sim from babazdav tzadi dalet is a hunter. The hunter who had accepted a reiva of kitnias in the grain he used as bait for trapping was sifting through the entire bag he was buying, since it appeared like it had more than a reiva of impurities, when heard the shopkeeper tell two customers that he couldn't remember who gave him one money and who gave him two. Hunter reminds of Dav Tzadi Dalet, Tzad. The reiva of kitnias that he accepted in his grain reminds the first sugya on the daf, the amount of kitnias or dirt one accepts when he purchases grain. He sifted through the entire bag because it appeared like it had more than a reiva, reminds of the second sugya on the daf, in Balanafes Menafes Kulei. And the shopkeeper who told the two customers he couldn't remember who gave him one mana and who gave him two reminds of the third sugya on the daf, the machlek is about giving a knas in a case of manishlishi. The first sugya on the daf, one who accepts to plant trees in his friend's field, but some trees are barren. Second sugya on the daf, the different factors in the sale terms of a marit of shayayin. Third sugya on the daf, what bracha is said over yayin and nimkar b'chanos. The sim from Abbas Dav Tzadi Hei is a tzahal tank commander. The tank crew hiding behind the 11 barren trees in the field that were going to be replanted by the planter sent scouts ahead to check out a sold wine cellar where 10 barrels were starting to sour, who got into a fight with each other over which bracha to make on the slightly soured wine. Tzahal tank commander reminds of Dav Tzadi Hei. They were hiding behind 11 barren trees in the field, reminds of the first sugya on the daf, one who accepts to plant trees in his friend's field, but some of the trees are barren. The scouts who went to check out a sold wine cellar, where 10 barrels were starting to sour, reminds of the second sugya on the daf, the different factors in the sale terms of a marit of shayayin. And the disagreement which bracha you make over the slightly soured wine reminds of the third sugya on the daf, what bracha you make over yayin and nimkar b'chanos. The three sugyas on the daf, wine examined to use for truma, which was later found to be vinegar. Second sugya, hamaych chavis yayin lechaveir v'chmitza. Third sugya, shmarim sheyesh mem tam yayin. The simfa abbas dav tzadi vav is the town crier who proclaims the king's commandments. The town crier hired by the king's wine store to proclaim if it smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, it's fine as wine regarding truma, watched an angry customer come to return a bottle of wine that turned to vinegar within the first 3 days, as another customer was making a shahakal on a drink made from shmarim and water. Crier reminds of Dav Tzadi Vav, Tzav. The proclamation, if it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, reminds of the first sugya on the daf, wine that's examined to use for truma, which was later found to be vinegar. The customer who came to return the bottle of wine because it became vinegar reminds of the second sugya on the daf, a person sold a chavis yayin to his friend and it became vinegar. And the customer was making a shahakal on a drink that was made of shmarim and water reminds of the third sugya on the daf, shmarim sheyesh mem tam yayin. The three sugyas on the daf, number one, chumrus of shmarim regarding truma and regarding hechsher. Number two, using grape juice for kiddush. Number three, kiddush requires yayin haroy l'nosach hagab mizbeach, which excludes yayin shericheira and yayin megula. The sim from Basnav Tzadi Zayin is a chess master. The chess master who made a kiddush to celebrate his grand win didn't use the wine from the first or second pouring of water over the shmarim of truma because he wasn't a kayin, and had to settle on grape juice when the other wines available either had a bad smell or were left uncovered. Chess master reminds of Dav Tzadi Zayin. He didn't use the first or second pouring of water over the shmarim of truma because he wasn't a kayin. Reminds of the first sugya on the daf, the chumis of shmarim for truma and hechsher. He used grape juice, reminds of the second sugya on the daf, if you could use grape juice for kiddush. And he didn't use the wines that had a bad smell or were left uncovered, reminds of the third sugya on the daf, that kiddush needs yayin haroy l'nosach hagab mizbeach, which excludes yayin sherei chayra or yayin megullah.